All right, Sunday morning, 12/19/21. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is From Exile to Homeland. This is just a word from the Lord. Have you heard the term, home is where the heart is? Well, I say to you, home is where I am in your life. It is where I tell you to go, not your physical attachments to places or things. Move with me and I will give you the grace to acclimate to new situations, new assignments. Never let the attachments of the world cause you to pause. When I've spoken to you, a change. I am the good shepherd and I only have your best interest at heart. In other words, he's our home. So wherever he tells us to go or whatever he tells us to do, we never feel like we're being uprooted because he's home. The children of Israel were so used to the ways of Egypt, but they were in terrible bondage. They would, for the most part, rather be in bondage than to trust me and move into heaven in earth, in the earth. This is all I have ever wanted for my people. That is what I want for you. This is why I put renewing your mind with the Word of God, the third priority on things to do after a person becomes born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, so they can know my will. His will is home. When I found out what God wanted me to do and I found out how God felt about me and I quit listening to everybody else's opinions and how I'd been treated all of my life, I got free and then I didn't care. I didn't care and I still don't care. I will never apologize for what God's done in my life. I don't care. But I used to be intimidated by it because I didn't understand. I didn't have a revelation. I called you out of the current church system. Just as Moses was raised in the system, so he would be familiar with the ways of the system, so he could follow me in bringing his people out of bondage. This same scenario fits what I have called you to do, not just you, but your team. In the prime of life, I sent him out of that system so that he could learn my ways. Egypt had to come out of him. Also, he was isolated from everything he once knew. When I came to him in the burning bush, he was empty. He couldn't talk without stuttering. I can use a vessel that is empty. When I brought him back to deliver his people, I filled him with my power. Sorry. Okay. To do what he needed to do to accomplish my will. This is what I'm doing, going to do for you. Just as in your day, the evil resident was harming the children. They were no longer safe and I intervened. That is what I'm doing in this day and in this hour. Abortion, child sacrifice, drinking of blood. This is a sign of the condition of this nation. It is a sure sign of the condition of the hearts of men. When human life begins to have no value, I step in. If I do not, no one would remain. Do y'all get it? I have called you out in like manner. Out of the Babylonian system. Come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sins. They will come out with messed up minds. They will have to be trained in my ways. You also have been messed up in your mind so that you can have compassion on them. I have a new home for them, their homeland. It is the kingdom ways of which most of them know nothing about. I gave the people protection with the cloud by day and the fire by night. It was a sign to the people that I was with them. I will lead you by my spirit, and the people will see that this is the real deal. Don't be discouraged, even though only a few seem to even discern the times you are in. Even the prophets are so blind that they cannot see what I am doing. You have had years of feeling lonely, afraid, and wondered why you didn't fit in. You should rejoice because that is a blessing and not a curse. You've been called to such a time as this. It's those that fit in are the ones that's following the like sheep to the slaughter. You've been called to such a time as this. You have had the opportunity to unlearn all the junk that you learned. This is my method for my leaders, not the exception. Don't be shocked by the horrible condition that some are in, but have patience with them and allow my word to bring them back into their right mind. See, this is the only way we can all, is the word of God has to change us. We can't change ourselves. But the word can. The word can do it effortlessly. Moses had to stick with them. So you have to stick. Do this. Wait a minute. So will you have to do this. They were a stiff-necked bunch. Nothing much has changed in this day either. Moses got angry with them, but he was once like them, and so were you. So will you come, and some will come out and some won't. Just keep following me. Just as I have provided manna the last 7 years, I will supply manna for what is ahead. Don't look at their faces and carry on. I'm raising up the new guard like a Joshua and a Caleb. It is not about how old you are or physically that matters. It's not how old you are physically that matters, but how old you are mentally. New wine goes into new wineskins. God's notorious for using old people to do great things, or older. The new guard has the new wine, no matter their age. I can always renew their youth, but mental state, that is another matter. Those with the new wine will move by my spirit. The mentally old are set in their ways, and they resist change. They think the old ways are better, and they refuse to hear anything new. These are the ones that think you are off track, you know, a conspiracy theorist. They go more on what sister or brother said this than on what I say. The 150 books they read last year, you know. The new guard is fresh and the old guard is stale. The new guard is open and ready to move with the Holy Spirit and receive that fresh manna every day. The old guard talk a good talk. They say they want more of God, but only if it fits within their boundaries. If it does not fit into their traditions, they reject it. Traditions of men nullify my word. Follow me into the homeland. All right.